Welcome to the Dream Team Podcast. This is where we are learning how to pursue Jesus, pursue people, and pursue excellence together, that creed that we talk about all the time. We are excited to be able to just spend a moment with you dreaming together, really just about the future of the Dream Team, the future of how we get to serve our people better, the future of how we get to just lean into what God has called us to do, being relational and being loving with his people in our church.
Yeah, snow. It snowed today.
It's bad out there.
It's very bad.
We're recording this on January 16th.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. David didn't have school off.
No, he is at school.
My kids are off of school. Yeah.
Barberton has no school. Yeah, Norton has school.
Correct.
Confusing.
Nordonia has school.
Has school.
You need to tell us if you had school or not today.
Yeah.
It's craziness.
Not good.
We had a blast at another, it ended up being a snow party.
So
the Dream Team party on Friday. What were the highlights for you?
Oh man, ice cream bar was a blast.
Yeah.
Everybody loved that. I had very little ice cream and many gummy worms. Oh. So that was a positive.
Yeah, I'm down for those gummy worms.
Oh yeah, it was fun. Xavier's game was fun.
Yeah,
I do know the values. Damn. I'm not gonna say them right now, because I'm not going to embarrass myself again on this podcast, but I know that there are 8 of them.
That's all matters.
That's all that matters.
Way
and
to go.
Thank you to everyone who has come up and said, how many values are they? Are there on Sunday morning? I appreciate you, I think.
In the church world, that's just a sign of love. They just want to make sure that
they like to joke
all,
with me.
Yeah, they just joke. It's a humor, the jabbing. It's just all a sign of love. So it was a good time, though.
It was fun.
If you were there, thank you for making it a great time with us.
Oh, yeah.
If you weren't, we missed you. And hopefully things like this will be an encouragement as we kind of walk into this next season. We did talk about that night real briefly, and you probably got a video about it. The focus of this year is we get to, and so I felt like the energy around that was real encouraging, but we're talking this year around we get to share Jesus with others, or we get to live to make Jesus make sense, really how that plays out in our everyday life, and kind of doing that as a church together. And so as we walk through not only things like this podcast or different conversations we have with each other, I'm praying that that's kind of the essence of the year for everybody as we kind of walk into this year as a church. So
yeah, totally. And you were saying, Joel, that you have an acronym that you thought would be helpful to really just think through how we get to pursue people in our ministry areas, how we get to really pursue Jesus and excellence as well, but primarily in this context, just pursuing people. How do we get to do that? And you have that acronym.
Yeah, I think one of the things we want to do with this setting is always give kind of like a nugget of here's what you can take into your ministry environment. Because, you know, for many on the Dream Team, their roles are varying, right? Some are leading different teams or ministries or jumping in on a Sunday morning.
Yep.
So we just want to give nuggets to give to that. And I came across this acronym from a guy named Carl Vaders, not spelled like Darth Vader, spelled with a T. He does a lot around kind of the church world. He's a pastor, and he has this acronym that I thought was really powerful on how we can interact with people in our ministry spaces. In particular, when we think about like gathering spots on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night, events, when we're really intentional about looking for the new faces in the crowd. And so the acronym is GIFT, okay? And I think the reason, not only does it work, but it's a gift to others when we play this out. The first is this, it's G, which is greet someone you've never met before, right? And so that is can be a challenge, and yet it is one of, if not the most important way people connect to us as a church. And so challenging each other to greet someone we've never met before, looking for the new face, looking for someone that maybe has come by themselves. And that doesn't necessarily mean it always has to be a first-time guest. It can be someone that's been coming but you've never met, right? And I've done that before, where they've been coming for a couple weeks and I'll ask a question. This is a little pro tip. I'll ask, is this your first time here? I never assume it is, but I always want to kind of initiate, could it be, right?
We've been there, done that.
Yeah, we've both been there, right?
Absolutely.
And sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they'll say no, but for me, it might be the first time meeting them. And so I think this being a great place to start inside of our ministries, each and every one of us has the ability to greet someone we've never met before. Doesn't matter, parking lot, coffee, kids space, student space, creative arts space, we are all on the same mission of pursuing people. And so if each one of us made that step and relationships kind of formed through there be vital for kind of the ministry. I say it like this. I think it's important for us to walk into our ministry spaces assuming someone is new. Mm-hmm. Right? Like there's sometimes when I can walk in and be like, I know the majority of people. So the assumption is no one's new. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we assume someone's new. We had five new individuals at the 11 o'clock service this past week. We had one new kid in Power Kids at 9:30. Mm-hmm. And our space is always kind of in and through with new people. And so we want to assume that. The second is I, which is introduce people to each other, which is kind of that next step, right? And this happens with me and you, where there's mm-hmm. a young couple come in and we got to kind of make those connecting points for the group you guys are starting, right? And I think that's instrumental because it takes it from just a way we greet people, which is a great starting point, to actually making connections and relationships happening. And so introducing people that have same similar hobbies or similar interest or maybe similar age group or might be a family, connect them to another family, or even introducing them to someone that is leading the ministry that they're interested in, mm-hmm. right? If they have students, oh, you know, I know Xavier. If they're in Power Kids, oh, Jen. And so just connecting people to the right people, and ultimately that just forms relationships in a very unique way. And so mm-hmm. challenging each other to do that. The third one is F, follow up with someone you met recently, right? So did the greeting, you might have connected them to someone, and they keep coming back, right? Mm-hmm. And our goal is that we follow up and we ask them how life is going, how their week's going, and we help them get even more connected relationally. Yep. To that. And so if you meet someone, find them the next week or find them in 2 weeks when they come back, right? Mm-hmm. Then the last is thank someone who did something you appreciate. And I think this is kind of within the team, right? We can thank anybody for something you appreciate, but as we serve together, it's a great opportunity to verbalize appreciation and gratitude for one another. You know, I think about your team, I think about Power Kids, I think about the First Impressions, and we're all working together for the same goal. And it's neat when we're able to celebrate that mm-hmm. amongst each other. And so making sure that we're thanking each other, and I think that goes a long way to these things happening, right? And you've seen that on your team, and oh, yeah. I think you probably have the vantage point best of all to see Sunday mornings kind of flow out that way. And so what are some things that you appreciate on a Sunday morning level from our team?
Yeah, I think from First Impressions and Creative Arts and really everybody, but if I highlight my First Impressions and Creative Arts, mm-hmm. the CAM people just, they jump in mm-hmm. when things are going badly. And you know, if you are a CAM and you're listening to this, Creative Arts, you're like, yeah, that happens a lot. And it does. And that's okay. We don't have, you know, a perfect space and mm-hmm. things are going to mm-hmm. fail and things are going to get messed up. But my Creative Arts team, they just jump in and they fix problems. And even if they don't even know what the problem is exactly, they're still trying to find a solution. Mm-hmm. And I'm always so grateful for that. I think of one in particular, just Andrew Snyder, mm-hmm. being really, really good at, you know, noticing something on the stage. Oh, that's either like not positioned the right way or it's not plugged in the right way. He's gonna come up to the front, he's gonna make sure that's plugged in well, and he's gonna go back and then keep adjusting. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that about him. Yeah. And then also our First Impressions, I mean, I think of our coffee team, I think of mm-hmm. our greeters, they step in when there are Excellent. Someone can't serve. They're like, oh, I'll make coffee, that's fine. That's easy, I can do that. Yeah. And in that, they are making connections. They are seeking out that new person. They are walking them over to the welcome wall and getting them Perfect. A welcome gift. They are taking them to their seat. I mean, the amount of times I hear on a Sunday morning, like, oh, is this your first Sunday? Yeah. Like that, those are amazing questions to ask, because we're just going to assume that they had not been here before. Yeah. Yep. And I think a great thing to note too is that it's okay if you say, is this your first time here? It's okay if you're the fifth or sixth or seventh person that has approached this new guest or a new family or whatever and asked if they're new. We were just talking before we even did this podcast. It's like, you know, they're not going to leave and think, man, they were too nice. They were just too nice. We got approached too many to blah, blah, blah. No, people want to be, feel connected and feel like they're at home. So I think our First Impressions team and Creative Arts and PK and even our student team do that really well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, with our setting and context, people come in almost anticipating relationships happening or connecting points taking place. And so I've seen that week in and week out happen. And let us encourage you, keep doing what you're doing. And if there's a Sunday where you come in and you're like, maybe it's the have to feel, or maybe it's kind of like, what is my role? Or I'm only a coffee person. You're not. Everybody has a different role, but we're all on the same goal mm-hmm. inside of pursuing people inside of that. And so there's a lot of really neat opportunities there. And then we would kind of finally just finish up with, we did this at the Dream Team party, everybody thinking about who their three are. Because the reality is we get to experience first-time guests every Sunday, but each and every one of us has people in our lives that we'd love to see come to know Jesus.
Yep.
And so praying for our three and thinking about each other's three mm-hmm. and allowing us to run into that together in a really neat, neat way.
Totally. Yep. So this week we would just encourage you to find ways to gift. That is great. Someone you've never met before, introduce people to each other, follow up with someone you've met recently, and thank someone who did something that you appreciate. And this is as you interact Sunday morning, whether that's Power Kids or First Impressions or Creative Arts or throughout the week at our student ministry stuff or in outreach events, all of the above. We just hope that you find a way to do that and really play that out in your daily life. Mm-hmm. We will include that acronym and the name of the book mm-hmm. even in the show notes for you so that you can go and look that up if you would like to. But we are praying for you. And remember, just a big thing is that we definitely could never dream of doing this without you. We just love each and every one of you. We are encouraged mm-hmm. by you. And we want to really play that T of the acronym out. We are thanking you because you're doing things we appreciate every single day. So thanks for listening, and we hope that you tune in next time.